Got my mid-major shirt on for the tourney. Thank you, Aaron Berg. Oh, welcome to In Hot Water, boys and girls. Oh, get out your postage stamps. Get them out, because it is Thursday. What? Fucking the chair's coming apart. Berg is here. We got gifts. Life is good, buddy.
You're in big trouble.
Why am I in big trouble?
Brian McCarthy
put
Smack Talk videos on yesterday. He's wearing jeans, so I don't take him that seriously. But he's working out with jeans on.
He's working out with 10-pound weights.
You're going to fucking get your ass kicked.
You want to put a little bet? Want to put a little bet on this, Mr. Type A, I worry about everything?
Yes.
Okay, what are we betting? What is our wager? And what does losing entail?
Losing.
Okay, but
you're going to lose. He's either going to knock you out or hurt you. You're going to fall down.
How big are these gloves?
They're inflatable gloves.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're inflatable. And I think if he really connects with a punch, you're gonna be hurt. I have not gotten headgear or mouth protection as I said I would. I've been too busy.
I'm not wearing headgear. I'll get mouth protection.
Where are you gonna get mouth protection?
Just go over to Dick's. I'll get some mouth protection with Dick.
You can't just put a dick in your mouth.
Oh, that doesn't.
John's here early. Makes me happy.
Who's a superstar, John? No, because here's the thing. Garrett, are there judges? Are there fair and partial judges?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Garrett?
There's no judges, it's boxing. It's whoever's...
Okay, so if he doesn't knock me out, let's say that I just dance around...
Oh, you guys are going to be happy. We're making John and Garrett's day today. Brian Bolt sent us something in.
Oh, yeah, I remember the
picture. Technically, I shouldn't open it on the air, I guess.
Is it something we can indulge in? With perhaps some sort of device?
I think it's cigars.
Maybe some sort of applicator?
The way he's wrapping it makes me think.
It's just white powder and it says what do you think it is? Henry's Original Cannabis Smokes. What do you think that is, John?
Oh, it sounds like a marijuana cigarette to me.
Farm direct from Mendocino County.
Mendocino.
4 pre-rolled, 1/26 smokes, 26 total. Now, I'm reading a book by a guy named Berenson who's coming on the show shortly.
Nice.
And it's about the dangers of marijuana and how it's not good for you and how people used to say it's good for you, but now marijuana is much stronger. Now, this marijuana...
Hold on, Christine.
...is 16.6% THC. Is that strong, guys? I know some is 25% to 35%.
I don't think that's too much.
Okay, so let me open them up. It says pinch here. I don't know what that means. This product contains cannabis.
Cannabis.
Oh.
It's weed.
A Schedule 1 controlled substance. Keep out of reach of children unless black.
What?
And animals. Cannabis products may only be possessed or consumed by persons 21 years of age or older unless the person's a qualified patient. Okay. So,
They're weed cigars, right?
That's what it sounds like to me. Giddy up, cowboy. Let me get one.
By the way, one of our fans...
And what would you do with these? You would put one of them inside you?
Well, I'd stick one up Garrett's ass, of course.
They're not suppositories.
What happened?
Although I think they make weed suppositories.
No, I'm telling you, it absorbs through the anus way quicker. And you get all way right, higher.
Well,
it's fucking awesome.
I know I'm not allowed to smoke anything.
It has a quicker absorption rate. It absorbs into the anus more quickly. Thank you.
But if you're saying I'm allowed to put this in my anus...
No one said you're allowed to put it in your anus.
John just said I can put it in my anus.
You could put a suppository in your anus. That's not a suppository.
Suppose I put this in my anus.
No, you're...
That's suppository, isn't it?
No, that's quite a supposition you're making. You're supposing that's... Kristen, you're in hot water with Aaron and Gino. Go for Gino and Aaron. Hello?
Yeah.
Kristen? Yeah, we have a call from Kristen in New Jersey.
Yeah, all right. We'll put it through.
Patch me through.
All right,
you gotta get John to patch you through to Garrett, who can patch you through to the call.
Thank you.
Hello,
patching you through.
Gino?
Kristen, is this the lovely Kristen that sends me and Berg the emails and the pictures and sent the kitty box to my kitty?
Yes, it's me. I love you guys so much, and I never, ever get to listen live, but I have a little overlay before work, and I said, well, maybe I'll call and say hi and tell you guys firsthand how much you guys mean to me.
Oh,
well,
thank you. What's an overlay?
A layover.
Just like a, a layover. Thank God Gino knows English.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, where are you flying to?
No. I'm just going to work, but I'm late.
See? That's great. Well, okay, well, we have a great show. Are you going to be able to watch the whole show?
Not the whole show, but most of it.
Okay, do you want Gino to do anything weird while you're getting to watch live?
Anything?
Not necessarily. Just, say hi to the cat for me, and you guys
I put the cat cube bed that you got her right in the bedroom alongside mine, so sometimes she'll sleep there, and then I'll wake up because she'll jump on my face and say, get up at 6:30, I'm starving. So I cannot thank you enough for that. And I cannot thank you enough for the emails. She sent me one today, a picture of a dead raccoon in her neighborhood. So things are going well for her in Jersey.
I mean, wherever
she lives.
Mm-hmm. It's been there a week.
Now, are you gonna watch this boxing match I'm doing Monday? Because Berg is giving me shit, saying I'm not going to do well in it.
Of course I'm going to watch.
Okay, thank you. No one has told me yet, will there be judges? Garrett, are there judges for this thing?
Our eyes.
What's that? Okay, but here's the thing. Because I want to make a bet with Berg that I don't lose. Okay? I mean, how do you lose to... Kristen, what kind of person am I that I've been volunteered to roast a borderline mongoloid in Mike Buschetti and now box a blind man in Brian McCarthy? Like, I think I'm a good guy. How do I get into these situations? How does that happen?
Sometimes the situation finds you, Gino.
To quote Bonnie Bedelia at the end of Die Hard 2, why does this keep happening to us, John? We don't all know Die Hard by heart. All right, Kristen, we'll enjoy your layover. We cannot thank you enough for being such a big fan.
Thank you so much, guys.
Later, sweetie.
Bye.
All right, all right, look, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen in this fight, okay? And I'll take any kind of wagers you want. Any kind of wagers
ding,
you want. What's
ding.
That?
Ding.
What's that?
Ding. Ding.
So let's say that he doesn't knock me out. And let's say hypothetically that I am dancing around him, taunting him for a full 3 minutes, three 1 minute rounds.
Right.
And he's turning beet red, screaming, and just flailing wildly.
Yeah.
Okay, what happens after 3 minutes?
Then there may be a draw based on how many punches were thrown and how many points were awarded.
Well, there you go. Now you're saying points. So there will be some sort of judging system by judges or what?
Yes.
And what will that be?
Our eyes.
Okay, whose eyes?
Ours.
So you three?
Yeah.
You can't. Then Brennan has to be a judge as well. You can't be a judge.
Why?
Because you're on my, you would be partial.
I'm not on your side.
Okay, then you can't be a judge because you just said I'm not.
I'm
Why
on
are
your
you
side.
Not on my side? I'm going to explain this
side.
To you one time.
What?
I don't know what you call loyalty in Canada, but you better fucking sit here in America and learn a little goddamn loyalty.
Yeah, loyalty, like a king and queen.
Yes, that's right, and I'm about to jump the pawn that is Brian McCarthy in this.
All right, but he's been working out and stuff.
He needs to. He's a fat fuck who hates his life. He had a great show yesterday, thank God. We thought he was going to kill himself Monday.
Yeah?
Yeah. He called Stacey Brusman a 5.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And, yeah, she's not a 5.
Not saying she's... I'm just saying it's insane. If I thought she was a 5,
she's
I wouldn't...
She's very cute, Stacey Brusman.
Very hot.
I'd give her 7.5 to an 8.
Yes.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
You don't get his... Okay.
9?
What's that?
9?
9.8.
9.8.
On a creepy, how many creepy nods do you give her, John?
I give her 9.8 creepy nods.
Yo, let me see that suppository.
All right,
it's not a suppository.
We're opening them out of the bag, Brian Bolt said to me.
Well, this show's going to fly by for those three.
Years ago, they used to have to get on a Pan Am flight and...
and get a steak in the whites only section?
Yes, sir. They're really hard to open. This is clearly why... this is clearly why nobody intercepted
you
this
realize,
package.
Do you realize there's
this is
no...
this is a Christmas bonus for the guys.
There you go, Henry. Henry.
Original. Yeah.
You realize...
I want
to see what they look like. Do you think they look like joints?
Oh,
my God!
What are they?
That's that VIP joint, baby. It looks like Peter Pan.
Oh, wow. I'm going to keep one for when it's legal and I can smoke it.
Yeah, look at these fucking...
What are they?
They're like little canister joints.
Yeah.
Oh, they're adorable.
It's beautiful.
And you put them in your ass?
Yeah, shove yeah. them right up there.
It's nice in glass, so hang on.
Yeah. The glass is like the, part that you shove in there.
Now, Aaron, don't really...
That's one.
No, you put in one... It's not a contest, Aaron. No, you... Why is it making noise like it's coming out? No, it's not, and it's not a magic trick.
They're gone. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. The glass just broke. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, you're doing it wrong.
Let me see if I can pull one out.
I don't want to see it if you can't.
Got him.
Let me tell you, the timing was spot on that.
These are exciting. Look. My wife's going away this weekend.
Where?
Wilmington.
I will be in Jersey. Let me just say this while you're using the suppository.
You want the other one, Gene? You can't do it.
I don't want it. Don't waste it on me. It's a
Garrett
panic attack
John,
in the making.
Gets it.
What's that?
This will be a giveaway at the end of the show.
That sound? Oh, that's great. Maybe our
I'm
lovely.
I'm going to take one home. I don't care.
Maybe our lovely guest would like one when she gets here.
I better hide it in my ass so my wife doesn't find
you
it.
You don't. Is it possible you just wanted to put something in your ass and you really didn't need to hide anything?
Wait, maybe it's not in right. Let me just take it out again.
Is it possible you're just enjoying... There you go.
I'm going to try again. Make sure the...
It wasn't a fluke. All right. Why does it make the same noise going out as it does coming in?
I don't think it does. Listen, I'll take it out.
Now you're just showing off.
Now I'll put it back in.
You're just showing off. That's all you're doing.
I don't know if I should leave that in there. Hang
see,
on.
See, that's... Okay. Butt sex. Do you realize there are no good optics the second I punch a blind man? There's no good optics to that.
What do you mean?
The second I punch...
He's not fully blind.
It's going to look like I'm a bully.
He was hilarious yesterday.
He was
he
great.
Said, I'm going to beat your ass, and after this, I'm going to suck my trainer's dick.
Dude, I loved all of those videos. Smell. Even the one of him in the suit.
It smells like weed, John said.
It's weed. All right, well, when I punch him and people go crazy,
yeah,
then I'm an asshole.
You told me you're not going to punch him.
Okay.
You have to punch.
Just punch
him.
I want to know right now who the judges are, and it can't be you and it can't be Brennan.
I'm going to tell you this. A lot of people think punching down is bad, but some people, if
My
they
career?
Would punch down their own vomit, they'd still be alive.
That's a Brooklyn open micer. That doesn't matter.
All right. Well, we got to get this show moving. We got a very special guest today. Sarah Russi's here. I'm excited about that. Lainey's in the green room, which is always fun. And it's going to be a great show. It's Mail It In Thursdays. And then I got to go home, hit the gym, mail my taxes. And then I'm going to Bridgeport, Connecticut to do the Stress Factory tonight. And Sergio Ciccone is coming to open for me.
Oh, there you go. My boxing trainer.
Yeah. He's got you all up to par. You're ready to go?
Ready to go.
Breaking news.
I saw you making noise.
Breaking news.
Hey, buddy.
It's Justin, Gino.
Hey, legit new Nissan guy.
Legit Nissan has taken a major hit with our lowest sales per annum since 1986.
You've been there 1 week.
We're not happy with what we're doing. We moved one pony with a monkey on it with a hat, a Pathfinder, a Sentra, and I've still got a 300ZX that will not move.
Because there's no engine in it. It's not going to move.
Where it is, it's because people don't want to buy Jap cars and they're moving over to American cars. And apparently I've got a competitor that I took under my wing and he's trying to fuck me over. Let me ask you this, Gino. Do I look like an amputee from a commercial about the war?
No.
Then why are you trying to fuck me?
I'm not. Are you talking about our friend? There's a new place in the neighborhood called O'Connor's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
For the love of a goddamn lesbian with a clit cut off in Islam.
O'Connor's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram located...
Let me patch you through to John, who's going to patch you through to Garrett, who's going to patch you through to this Ori fella.
Located at 22513 South M129 in Baltimore, Texas.
Yeah, he was. Going to have to patch you over to verify that.
I know. You're
Here's
just
Garrett.
I understand. Why is there a thing in...
Hey, Gene, what kind of car can I get you into today?
Are you over there already at the I don't need a car.
No, I'm looking at the websites right here.
Yeah, I don't. Is that what it says? We've been over this. Yes.
New or pre-owned?
I don't need a car. I need to see the
new. It is. All years? 18 or 19? What do you want?
2018. Give me one of them gotcha. Clearance models.
And what kind of make? A Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram?
give me the Chrysler.
All right.
I'm looking for a fancy car with a nice reclining seat. There you go.
Hey, Gene, I got a question for you.
What is that?
Do I look like a caricature from the 50s that may not have raped a woman?
Yeah, you look exactly like that.
All right, then that explains why you're trying to fuck me. I'm going to patch you through to Garrett, who's going to patch you through to Ori.
I don't need a... Okay, just put me through to Ori. He's having a hell of a week.
I got a nice 2018 Chrysler Pacifica Limited.
What is it?
All caps limited.
What does that mean?
$43,990. That's what it means.
You're a family yours man, today. Right, Gene? This is a minivan. You and the kids?
I don't have kids. I don't have kids.
You're not a family man?
Not a family man.
A single swinger, then.
Yes, I don't need a van, and I don't need to drop $45K on anything.
Patching you through now to Ori O'Connor.
That's probably what I'm going to spend on booze in here. If I quit drinking, I could probably have a Pacific. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm Ori O'Connor, and this is how the cookie crumbles.
You know, you used to do that after your news stories, but now
I
that you
did,
don't...
I did, but I went on Spirit Quest yesterday.
You went on Spirit Quest?
Yes, I found myself.
I saw that. I thought you were having quite a little trip there.
I figured, why'd I move to Texas? And then I figured, I went, I worked with a man, I studied under him for a good few hours, and I learned a lot about the car business.
How do you learn anything
about... I went into
the
dog trade, I went into the beer trade, I went into the pharma trade. Big pharma. Found out it's responsible for problems in America.
Right.
And now I've done it.
Now,
I've opened up my own car dealership.
You got to fill in some blanks for me here.
Catching you through to my website.
Okay.
O'Connor's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
I need you to fill in
proudly some... Proudly American, proudly black in the forehead.
I need you to fill in some blanks for me, Ori, okay?
I'll fill in some blacks.
Blanks.
Blanks.
Not your mouth.
Bear with me one moment as I patch you through to Egg Watch.
Okay, here we go.
That's right, I'm spinning plates.
Spin away, baby. Killing it.
In Baltimore, they tried to steal our idea, but right. A few lies and they watched.
Baltimore, Maryland or Baltimore, Texas, where your dealership is based?
Baltimore, Maryland. It's Cleveland, sorry. I meant Cleveland.
It's okay.
Baltimore, Texas is where I'm
based. We'll be in Cleveland to handle that in a month and a half.
Now, down here at O'Connor's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, we've got all-you-can-eat eggs.
Really?
Come on in. Other places will give you coffee. We've got hard-boiled eggs.
Nice shot, John. Now, are you eating that egg like a corn on... I guess not. You're eating like corn on the cob a minute ago. Oh, he's going to go right for the yolk. Right for the yolk. Don't do it. That is all. Is the yolk good for you or bad for you this week?
Depends on if you have a heart or not.
That is...
There we are.
That's the moneymaker.
Egg watch.
We had Sarah Rossi doing that.
I understand that you're a single man about town and you're looking to get some pussy with consent.
Why did you say it goes without saying pussy with consent? You don't have to say pussy with consent. Why? You say pussy with consent like there's an option without consent.
Now, I understand that a minivan's not for you because you don't have a family and you don't want to cheat on them with street-walking trannies.
That is exactly
most
correct.
Men that get minivans like to go down around the track and pick up trans people.
But no, they don't.
They do.
That's why
people get minivans, so there's more room to fuck ladyboys.
Or maybe... Maybe they...
Now, this is $43.99, Gene. Let me talk you out of this bad boy.
Talk
I get
you out
it.
Of
you
it?
Don't want to get married. You don't want to... I'm not here for the hard sell. I want to put you in the car that you like.
What did you do?
Let's go pre-owned.
Okay. Can I ask you, Ori, what happened?
New is for suckers.
New is... Because the second you drive it off the lot, what happens?
Gino, you ever think about driving strippers to and from work? If so, you'd love a 2018 Chrysler 300S sedan.
I don't need to do that anymore.
All right, let me see what else we got.
Okay.
That's a tranny fucker.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Don't want a Pacifica.
Tranny fucker.
Is it?
Tranny fucker.
Why did it snow there?
Tranny fucker. Nothing else.
Ori.
I just opened. We don't got a lot of inventory. Bear with me a moment.
12 hours ago, you were working at a pharmacy. What happened there?
Ah, I got a car for you, Gene. You work at that alt-right network, right? You go to these marches, these things?
Yeah.
Sometimes part of the happy fellas?
Sometimes you drive down to Clarksville, whatever.
Charlottesville.
Thank you.
How about this, Gene? How about I get you in a Ram 1500 Bighorn? Let's fully load it. I'm going to have to order this from head office. I don't have it on the lot. But what if I told you, before we start this negotiation, I'm going to give you $3,500?
You're going to give me $3,500, so this is only $43,415?
Let's not talk numbers of the car right now. I'm going to give you $3,500.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
I live in Manhattan, okay?
Yes.
Now, do you think this is a practical car for the city of Manhattan?
Of course. The bigger, the better.
No, okay, there's parking. Where would
I'm
I park?
I'm going to tell you what my pops taught me and his pops taught him the old O'Connor way. You do until you don't.
Okay, 12 hours, 24 hours ago, you're saying was less talk, more pills.
That was my saying yesterday.
24 hours before that, you were screaming, heel, boy, heel.
That's correct. Okay. Today's saying is bigger car, go far.
Okay, I don't...
Let me take a look at these incentives and see what you qualify for, now, Gene. I've got $3,500 worth of... and a $1,000 car. So
it's...
You started your morning off, you're already $4,500 richer. This is before you even bought a car.
Not $4,500 richer. And let me ask you this. How many miles a gallon does this truck get? What's the gas mileage? What's it get per gallon? You don't even know.
Gene, do you qualify for the PenFed Credit Union Program, TDM44JH?
Let's just assume I do.
All right. Well, it applies to select new 2019 Ram 1500s. The offer's only valid February 1st through January 2nd, 2020.
So allows, for a year.
Yeah,
for a
year.
Calendar year.
A very short period of time. Let me see if I can get you in the Penn Fed. Have you recently been released from a state or federal penitentiary?
No.
Okay, that's an X.
No, that's terrible.
You're down to $3,500. Which branch of the military did you serve in?
None.
Okay, cross that off. Are you visually or mentally impaired?
No, I can see you've got a lot of white spots on your head.
All right, crossing that off.
He's emotionally crippled.
Emotionally crippled. Let me see.
You don't
that.
Know that. That's not a real thing.
That's not in there. All right. What will you be trading in?
I'm not buying this truck from you. I'm not buying it. I will be
Never heard of that. Is it a foreign vehicle? Not buying it.
I'll be trading in a pair of inflatable boxing gloves. I'll come by Tuesday.
All right. I've got my MSRP at $52,585. I know we were going to try and give you $3,500 back. But
a minute
qualified.
Ago, it was $4,600. You've added $6,000 to the sticker somehow.
This is a better car.
No.
It's diesel, which is great. Diesel never goes out of style. And there's more gas stations you can buy diesel at.
There's,
you know.
There's less.
Okay.
And again, you haven't told me the mileage.
5.7 liters. Let me double check. Oh, this is a sweetie of a car for fuel economy. It's got a 8-speed automatic tranny, diesel gray black. It's a nice small engine, 5.7 liter V8 Hemi.
That gets about 11 miles a gallon.
That's correct.
Okay. So if I were to try and leave the city...
Let me ask
you
this. How wide's Manhattan?
I'm going to say it's a mile and a half wide.
There you go. You're going to drive 10 times
across Manhattan.
It gets
15 miles a gallon.
15 miles per gallon. In the city.
I would go
but
through...
But if you go out on the way, it's going to be 21.
It's highway. Okay. Which is also terrible.
I've got a parking camera rear, which is great for where you live, so you can see them creeping up to try and steal stuff out of your back. Do you have a phone, Gino?
What's that?
You have a phone?
Right here.
It says wireless phone connection.
Yeah, I don't need any of that. I don't want a truck, Ori. I want you to come back. It's been a week.
You wear gloves?
No.
There's a box you can put your gloves in called a glove box.
You know why it's called a glove box, Ori?
Why?
Because when they first started driving, you would need driving gloves because it was like an open, horseless carriage. And
security alarm. That's going to come in handy where you live.
You said that already.
Yeah.
Ori, I
fog
don't...
Fog lamps. That'll come in handy where you live.
You're just reading what is on the list and saying it'll come
well, you
in
live
handy.
Right near the river, right? Probably a lot of fog.
No. No fog.
You like Sirius XM? You listen to Donald Stern?
Howard Stern.
Hmm?
Yeah, I do. I already have SiriusXM, so I don't need that.
All right. Let me ask you this. Are you sometimes in your car and you're like, damn it, I wish this steering wheel would tilt? This one does.
I don't think they make cars without tilt steering wheels anymore.
You ever get lost where you live and you're like, I'm scared, I feel like I'm in the movie Get Out?
No.
Well, this has a navigation system, so you can do that.
Everything comes with a navigate. Everything you're telling me is standard equipment in any... I could get a smart car with all this shit right now. I could get 17 smart cars.
Gino, I'm not moving any vehicles.
Well, here's the thing, because you're competing with your other guy. You guys have no experience...
I fucking experience. Hate cars, man. I fucking hate them. I fucking hate them. I can't sell shit.
Come home. Come home. Leave. How come you're not at the pharmacy anymore? You seem to be having so much fun there yesterday.
The rioters overtook the pharmacy, and I overdosed. Had to get my stomach pumped at the city MD.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like it's going
I'm
well.
I'm fucking done with selling cars, man. This isn't my dream. I'm gonna fucking walk out. Hey, Dodge Ram! You fucking Dodge Ram, what are you looking at?
That'll do it. That'll do it. Get in a car and come home.
Fucking Dodge Ram. Oh, egg has dropped over here at Egg Watch. Hang on. He rolled back in the chair, just hit it. We're having big problems with Egg Watch. He's picking it up off the floor.
It's a mess.
It's okay. It kind of helped to crack the shell a little bit.
That's better.
I got to go back. I'm walking out to the fucking lot right now. Hang on. Let me tell the old owner of this. Hey, Johnny O'Connor. Fuck you and fuck your dealership.
No, you could have just left. Why are you wrecking the place? Ori! See, he's
fuck
got
fuck your
anger.
Ram, it's no Ford 150.
He's got anger issues.
Fucking
Ori.
Piece of garbage.
Ori.
You only hired me because I was a little black in the face. Son of a bitch.
Ori!
Don't cast checks my white mouth can't check.
Ori!
I'm fucking out of here.
Why didn't you just leave?
Fuck this place.
Why are you wrecking the place, Ori? That's going to be... Every place...
Maybe you shouldn't leave an aluminum bat in my office. Your kid Mitch raped a girl when he was on his swim team, you asshole.
Every job you've had has ended horribly. You realize that, Ori? You can't just leave a job without leaving shards in the wake of it. Let's see what we've got here. Car dealership.
Fuck this place. Fuck you and fuck you and fuck you. And fuck you, sir.
Car dealership.
I'm just walking across the street. Well, fuck you.
Dead assistant.
All right, Gene.
Dog kennel.
I'm going to go get a 6-inch sub at Subway.
Dead owner.
They got the rib one there.
Pharmacy.
Gonna breathe a little bit. I'll get back to you when I find what I'm going to do.
Battered policeman. Second car dealership, vandalism. You really don't have a... You have four terrible... You've had a bad week, Ori. You've had a pretty rough week.
Wish I had one of those marijuana cigarettes.
check Garrett's asshole. That's where they keep them.
I know what I'm going to do, Gino. I'll get back to you.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Yeah, so...
Hey, Gene, it's Aaron.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
I'm good. How are you?
I didn't ask how you were. You have a weed fucking thing up your ass, a weed suppository.
No, it's out now, but it's so cool, these things. In some states, it's legal. You can just go in and buy it.
Yeah. I lost track of that.
It smells like farts in here. I don't know if it's farts or eggs.
Because he broke an egg. Can we just have Ori and Legit News Guy come home?
I don't think that they want to. I think that they're loving it in Texas.
Ori is miserable. Every time I've spoken with Ori over the past 4 days, it ends with him crying, wrecking a car, drunk, trashing a pharmacy, trashing a car dealership. It hasn't ended well.
All right. Well, if I can patch you through to John or patch you through to Garrett, then I can patch you through to our affiliate in Mexico, Spain.
Okay.
And they've got a story, and then we can see if we can catch up with Ori after he takes his lunch break.
No. Lunch break? He doesn't have a job. You need a job to take a break from it.
Huh?
Nothing.
Yeah.
All right. Shall we cover this story in Anaheim, California?
Okay.
Are we patching through to the affiliate first?
Yeah, I'll patch through to John and patch through to Garrett. Who can thank
you. Hey, Gene, how you doing? Just patching through for a second.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Hey, man, it's the only way you can patch you over to Garrett. Just relax.
I apologize. Right? I get impatient.
Patching!
What?
Oh, yeah, we got to send a Xerox later.
To what?
I don't know. It's just this written down, send Xerox.
What are you doing to that egg? You're freaking me out.
I lick my eggs, Swartz.
Now you get Sarah to lick the egg like
everybody
that.
Everybody likes their eggs. Don't you like your eggs, Gina?
What's that?
Don't you like your eggs?
No.
It makes them last longer.
Yeah. He's Gina, just... how many licks to get to the middle of an eggsy pop?
No one licks an eggsy pop. Uh-huh. Just eat the goddamn egg. You
one,
freak.
Two.
Three.
There you go. There you
three.
Go. There you go.
Egg watch in your face. I watched the end of The Dirt last night. Took me 3 days to watch it.
The end of the what?
What? The Dirt, Motley Crue movie on Netflix.
Oh, you were saying that.
It's like a movie of the week, but shittier. It was so bad. It's so bad.
And it's on Netflix?
Yeah. You ever heard of Netflix?
I have all that stuff. I don't know why I got cable. We've been over this.
All right. Well, I got to patch you through. Garrett's almost done the egg. We got to move this show along. It's 9:30. We haven't covered anything.
A customer confused about a special taco at a restaurant went on a racially charged tirade after learning he couldn't get his $2 taco on Monday. The man scared employees and yelled several threats to them before taking off. Several signs greet visitors at the Palapas Tacos on Lincoln Avenue in Anaheim advertising. It's an advertisement. Daily specials in both English and Spanish. But on Monday, a customer misunderstood a banner advertising fish tacos. Take that any way you'd like. For $1.99 all day, but he didn't understand it was under the header Especial de Viernes.
I think our Mexican affiliate's been murdered.
Why? Where is he?
We just Googled him and it didn't come up. He's gone.
What do you mean? The picture?
He's gone, yeah. Someone took him down. It just went to Bluehost. It's gone.
You don't save...
He's gone.
You got to find him.
Well, there's a lot of cartel action down there. We don't know what happened to the poor guy.
I'm running out of story. You better get...
He was covering a lot of stories, and now he's gone.
Well, why don't you call him on the phone? We don't necessarily need to Skype with him. Why don't you call him on the phone?
Gino,
and we'll ask...
being dead doesn't affect if you can use the phone or Skype.
You don't know that he's dead. Maybe he just didn't pay his GoDaddy web hosting fee.
He had an intern that was working there called C-Rock. So we're going to see if we can get C-Rock in.
The C is Spanish for E-Rock.
Yeah.
He didn't understand Especial de Viernes means it's a Friday special of the day. I hear all this screaming, so I'm like, what's going on? Said Juan Del Rio, sounds Italian, owner of Palapas Tacos. The customer, I found out, was not understanding the special being Friday instead of Monday. He says the man became belligerent, not only with employees, but with other customers as well. Is he calling in?
We're tracking him down right now. Apparently, he's hiding out or something. He may not be there anymore. I think somebody else may have taken over the job.
Well,
I'd love
to see the new guy
what
that
took
over the job.
Do you remember his name?
Who?
The old Mexican-Spain affiliate.
No, he didn't have a name.
Okay, Gino, look. If this is the story, I want you to stop me when how far down you read into his name.
Stop.
Okay. So you don't know his name.
The Mexican affiliate?
Yeah, we're Skyping him in.
You don't even know his name.
Mexico, Mexico, Mexico now. Mexico, Mexico, Mexico now. Mexico, Mexico, Mexico now. Mexico and Spain and Anaheim. It is a place where I live. And tacos and roaches. Cucaracha, racha, racha. Hola, esta news.
How does the cigar stay perfectly still while you're talking?
Hola, Gino.
Are you Juan Del Rio, or are you the Mexican affiliate with a new look?
Sí, I'm Juan Del Rio.
Okay. You are complaining that someone, you don't really...
Yes, a gringo came into my taco establishment, and he messed up. I said the fish taco, el pasado taco,
right.
Esta viernes, Friday.
Friday.
He come in on a day that is, how do you say, not Friday.
Monday.
And he started yelling, and he said that he's going to call immigration. He very upset, mad, angry.
Now, is it possible, like, that's the first, is that the first picture you saw? Because this looks like a white guy in a fake mustache and a sombrero.
Hmm?
Is it possible that you, okay, at any rate, it says security.
Do you ever go to Halloween parties and have a good time?
Yes. Yeah. But it just
me
seems...
Me too. You just, all the time.
You just look like
carne
you
carne asada esto una taco.
You know what you look like? You look like you...
Pollos locos!
You look like you work at an office and you went in on casual Friday when it fell on Cinco de Mayo, and this was your look.
Yes.
Okay. So apparently the guy was screaming, this is bullshit, and then he yelled, we're not in Mexico. We're in America above the border. the red, the line, I'm an American. Now, how did you deal with that, you know, being an American dressed like a Spanish-Mexican person?
I'm sorry, someone's telling me I have to leave this Skype.
Why?
I don't know.
Why are you leaving the Skype?
Porque es de have to leave. Mexico, Mexico, Mexico now. Mexico, Mexico, Mexico now. Mexico, Mexico, Mexico now. I'm the real Mexico guy. I was kidnapped, now I'm back. Hola, está bueno. Hola, Gino.
Where were you?
Esta radio.
Dude, some guy just came in pretending to be you, and he looked nothing like you.
Esta 9:35.
It's new 35?
Nueve. Nienes.
Nueve means new, right? Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis.
9. 9:35. Big story.
Yeah.
Man who work at taco place, then American guy goes in, threaten him, and say, you can't sell tacos here.
No, he said he was angry that he couldn't get a $2 taco there.
Taco, the international food of Italy.
He was very angry.
Italy.
Sarah, we'll get to you in a minute. Trust me, the sooner the better.
Gondola!
No.
Bow.
So the guy was mad because he couldn't read your sign.
The video. I take you live now there.
Okay.
But on Monday, a customer misunderstood this banner advertising fish tacos for $1.99
like
all day.
Whoosh,
but he didn't understand the header, Especial de Viernes, indicating the Friday special.
It says it's Mexican. We're not in Mexico. We're in America.
So this customer, I found out,
stole the Pirates logo.
He was not understanding about the special being Friday instead of Monday.
Juan Del Rio owns Palapas Tacos and says that man became belligerent, not only with employees, but other customers as well.
So what? In America,
what?
The above the border, the red, the border,
okay,
the white line,
if it wasn't for Mexico,
I'm an American.
The man clearly unaware of Mexican-American geography and history.
It's like every day we get customers different. Sometimes they don't understand the specials, but we explain them. But this guy was completely, like, mad, upset.
As the man left, Del Rio says he followed him outside to try to talk to him. What? That's when he pulled out his cell phone and recorded the man making threats.
Who are you going to call?
Huh?
Who are you going to call?
Look at this car.
Immigration.
For what?
For you.
Why?
Because you're not legal.
Oh, okay. I just feel like it's
the guy had a bra on the front of his car.
There's people
actually. I mean, how old is this guy? They still make that?
Like
the guy
that.
Had the bra on the front of the car? Incidentally.
They own this country, I don't know, but over a taco.
We have not been able to identify that man, but the owner says he doesn't think he's a regular customer. Either way, he's not letting this incident discourage him from doing business. In Anaheim, Seth Lemon, Fox 11 News.
Seth Lemon.
Don Lemon's brother.
Don Lemon's brother.
What are you doing
in there? So there's a story. It's a big story, Gino.
So basically, it's just another cell phone capture of stupid white people, right? That's pretty much it.
See?
So you're just saying people are, and maybe you should put, like, instead of doing half English.
Hang on, one of my employees is calling. Hang on. I'm so short-staffed today. Give me a second. Gino, can I share this video with you? This is happening live.
I'd love it.
Okay. Can you answer the phone, please, Marina?
We'll cover this story, then we'll get to the lovely Sarah Russi, I would imagine. What are you giving me this for?
One of my employees called in sick. I'm just trying to figure out what's happening right now.
You work at a Hardee's?
Gino, I just fired it.
Who made this stupid video? Yeah, my barn is on fire. Yeah, My barn's on fire. How did you? I ran. Go back. Can you rewind to that 1 second? Look at this.
This video is an hour.
Look at this. My barn's on fire. I ran 3 fucking acres before I made the call, so it pretty much burned to the ground.
Hello? There's a problem. A white man was yelling at me, and I don't know what to do. 9/11. Okay, I'm a short Mexican man.
Describe yourself. I have 6 stab wounds in my chest. Listen to the 911 call taker. Here's the story, then we'll get Sarah. We don't want to dump on Artie's, but how bad is your work when they make up a crime report? Some guy called 911 to get out of work, but he wasn't really robbed. Is that what happened?
That's correct.
So what you're saying is people don't like working at your taco shop, so one guy made up a lie and said he was robbed?
That's correct.
He said that 2 armed men robbed him of his necklace, money, and phone while he was... He called 911 and said his phone was stolen? Is that what happened? That's correct, yes. You don't have smart employees. Officers quickly realized the crime hadn't happened. They said the man, quote, confessed he made up the story because he didn't want to work his 11 a.m. shift at a Mexican place that has the menu in half English and half Spanish. He was charged with misuse of 911 and knowingly giving false information. Both charges carry a $500 bond, which you get to keep if your name is Jussie Smollett. If his name, it says it right here. If his name was Jussie, he'd have gotten away with it. A Facebook user post.
Yes.
Smollett reported he'd been... Look. Put the entire menu
Gene,
in
I'm
English.
Really sorry. This show's been off because we were holding for Ori. I'm going to patch you through to John, who's going to patch you through.
All right, can
Garrett.
We get Sarah in here as
patch
well?
That'll. To, yeah, give me a second. Let me just get you through.
Hey, Gene. How you doing, pal?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Yeah, doing really good. Thanks for asking, man. I got some marijuana today. It's been wonderful.
Yeah,
what
Come
a
on.
Guy. What a nice guy. Hey, I'm going to have to patch you over to Garrett now, okay?
What do you need?
I don't know. They said they were patching me through to you, buddy. Hi, buddy.
No, they said you wanted to talk to me?
No, I didn't say that at all. I said I was going to bring in the guest. They patched me through something about Ori.
Gino, you're supposed to ask about Ori.
Hey, how's Ori doing, buddy?
Oh, Ori's great.
Going to patch you through to Ori O'Connor right now, who has a major announcement.
Oh, God, I'm terrified.
Hey, Gene.
Why are you playing Air Supply?
It's not Air Supply, man. I have great news.
Who is this?
Tonight, in Baltimore, Texas.
REO Speedwagon.
At the Lamb-Basted Loon, a new pub, I debut my new band, REO Speedwagon.
It was worth the 42
We're going to be covering all the hits and doing some new songs.
And you're the... your face is getting... I don't know if it's getting better or worse because there's more white on it.
In other pictures, right. But in reality, it's worse.
So you're just an... Are you a REO Speedwagon cover band? Or are you...
We do covers and we do our origies, which are also called originals.
Or do you call them Oreo originals?
You got it.
There you go. Can you tell me one of your Oreo originals?
Yeah, what's your favorite REO Speedwagon song?
That one.
That's called Can't Fight This Feeling. I got some more upbeat ones if you want to hear one.
I'm sure I'll know them when I hear them.
Yeah.
Here's the problem.
Here's one that I wrote called Take It on the Run.
Yeah, and this one. I like this one too. You know, REO Speedwagon's a pretty good band, huh?
Thank you. You haven't even heard us.
I love them.
I don't know the words yet, but I know like the chorus.
I made
stuff.
Out in high school to
Watch
Siobhan LaCoff with the other song.
Ready, hold tight. Hang on.
You don't even know the lyrics to your own song.
No,
Oreo.
I'm learning them still. Hang on. And I.
Let me add this to the list.
Never said when I said that. Love. Together. Man,
I meant every word I said.
Every word I said.
When I said that I love you, I meant that I loved you forever.
I said that I love you. Man, that I love you forever. My white mouth don't lie, girl. And I'm gonna keep on loving you. Cause it's the only thing my face looks like poo. I don't want a something. I just want to keep on loving you. I couldn't be here without the band. I couldn't be here without all these guys. We're a family, man.
Ari, can we go over your life the past week?
Love after shows, man. You want to know what our life is like after the shows?
Sure.
You Road, party, chicks, sex,
You haven't had an
rape,
after show
coke,
yesterday.
Rape, no lies, believe, truth. Positive push, Brody Stevens.
You've been a car dealer, a microbrewer, a kennel owner.
And now I'm a rock star.
A pharmacist, and now you're a frontman for an 80s cover band. Is it possible you just have no idea what the fuck you're doing?
You ask me.
You have no idea. In Texas, no less. In Texas.
I'm going to tell you this, Gino. We're heading out on the road next week. We got a gig in Houston, Texas, Austin, Texas.
It's a whole tour.
So if you, I got one more jam for you. This is my favorite one. You're going to love this one because you're getting ready to box on Monday, yeah?
Yes.
That's actually happening.
All right, guys, give me a little sotto voce. If you could hit a B major.
Didn't we just do this one?
Drum solo going to come up. And, play piano.
If you I think it's over piano. At Gabby's. You just sang this one.
Fight this feeling anymore. More long.
Okay, 0 for 1 on one line. 0 for 1 on the first line. Do another one. 0 for 2, you're mumbling. Now you're just mumbling. You really have no idea. You know, you could Google the lyrics to it and just read that. Have the strength to let it go. 0 for 4. Get one line right. That I can't go on forever. I say there is a reason for my fears. Wait, is this gay bait?
There is a reason for my scaredness.
Because I was... Ari.
I'm trying to make the songs my own, man.
Ari, is it possible you only know the refrain of the song because it's the title? Is that possible?
Huh?
I'm bringing in the guest, Ari.
All right, man, I'm going to work on these jams and let you know when we're touring next.
Next? You haven't toured at all.
I can't fight this feeling. Oh, shit. Oreo Speedwagon, coming to Delaware, the Starboard Tavern.
Oh, dude, yeah, I'll go to that. You got my money. You got
Very
my
excited. Fun. Absolute great guest today. You love her. You know her. Webcam. Yeah. Check it.
Is that Standards and Practices?
Please welcome Sarah Russi and Gina.
Can we get our lovely guest in here? Sarah Russi, everyone. She's making the tour. She will be at, hey, young lady, and Lainey Spicer. She will be at Exotica. Or you were already? Or you? How do you walk
going
in the...
Exotica.
What's that?
Going to Exotica.
You're going to hey, Exotica. There you go. And I saw it on your Twitter page. Hi, Lainey. The lovely Lainey. When will you be at Exotica?
That's April 5th to April 7th.
So it's 3 days.
Yeah.
Now, are you a big REO Speedwagon fan? You have no idea who they are, right? Because you're what?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's okay. The guy that fronts their cover band doesn't even know the words. It's all right.
He's not 50.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So and the Exotica is where? Do we have a fucking graphic you could put up so I could stare at her tits a little longer? Hi, how are you? Do we have a graphic? Fine. So it's Exotica, April 5th through 7th, and where is it exactly?
Gina,
it's
why are you Chicago. Talking to a child?
She's not a child. How old are
she
you?
She looks so young.
I'm 26 years old.
26, there goes that erection.
6 years old?
I was off by 7 years.
Six.
There you go. Oh. There you go. April, it's in Chicago?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, that's fantastic stuff. Now, then what are you doing here right now? Other than having the time of your life listening to a band you never heard of because they were out when you were sperm. What are you doing here in New York right now?
I kind of live here right now.
Do you really?
Because I'm dating a guy who lives in Manhattan. So.
Now, you're dating that 70s icon, right?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Mason Reese.
Mason Reese. Now, who
Sorry,
is he?
I hate to interrupt. What are the 670s? Are those like the 70s, but
thank
in
you,
670?
Thank you. Well, I said, I was about to say 60s, but I was rounding up for the kids' benefit. So I said, talk to me right now, Aaron. Talk to me right now.
You messed up, man.
I know I messed up.
You were all over Ori because he didn't know his songs, and then you're messing up dates.
Why are you taking Ori's side?
He's a good guy.
Oh, so you live in New York.
Yeah, kind of. I still have an apartment in Pittsburgh, though.
Pittsburgh?
Yeah,
Pittsburgh! What a great place to live. Steel Town. Do you love it there?
I like it. I don't mind it, but I like New York a lot better.
Why? Pittsburgh's awesome. Did you grow up there?
No, I actually grew up in Boston.
And then you're like, I gotta get out of here and move to Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
No, I actually met a guy out in Pittsburgh. He was a photographer, and I ended up moving out there. And then we broke up, and I just got my own apartment out in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. How was Pittsburgh? Did you have a nice place?
I do have a nice place.
In Pittsburgh, you still keep
bedroom.
Oh, nice. What do you do? Do you have a cat?
No, I don't have a cat.
Dog?
No, I don't have any pets.
No pets?
I can barely take care of myself.
That sounds awful. And, in Pittsburgh, what would you do for fun? Just go walk by the river?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a lot to do there.
Well, there's a lot of bars where I live.
Are you a big drinker?
Pittsburgh is a beautiful...
Hey, I'm interviewing.
I apologize.
Are you a big drinker?
Kind of. I'm a social drinker. It's not like I drink every day or anything.
Me Gino too. Does it. He's a sociopath.
I'm What's a social your favorite drinker. Drink? I just have a lot of friends, so I drink a lot because I'm not a quitter. Like
Hang on. I got pictures of Sarah with retarded guys. Give me a sec.
So you meet this guy. You move to Pittsburgh. Now, what is going through your head in this picture? What is going through your head right now in this picture?
I like bunnies.
Well, he paid me for it.
Okay, so is this at one of those Exotica things where people post their pictures with you?
Yeah, they pay for pictures with me. They pay for now, my signature and lap dances.
Now, does it cost extra for him to lock fingers on your ass like that? Is that, thank you, Jeff. I mean, like, you know, it's like, it's one thing if I just grab your ass and they'll never find your body when I do. But it's another when they lock fingers as if he's, you know, he's had people escape before. So how much extra does it, and
Don't
by the
go
way,
away, Sarah. Don't go away. I got us a house in Pittsburgh.
Now, normally, do they put a towel on your shoulder so you don't get a lot of drool on it when they do that or no?
No, they don't do that.
Okay, now... when you do this, how much do you charge for like a picture like that?
I think I charge.
Because
like
in 20 minutes they're gonna do crime scene photos for free of that incident, but it's fine. It's fine. What do they charge for something like that?
As for 20, I say that I do posters for 20 and you get a picture for free.
That's
oh,
great.
That's great. Okay.
Gino, buy a poster.
What's that?
Buy a poster.
So you can take the experience of this Sarah Russi home with you and laminate it yourself, if you know what I mean. Talking about semen. I can't
now,
reach a poster.
I have a question.
I'd have to lie it on the floor directly beneath me. Okay.
Sarah, some
That's
of your
too
pictures...
Much? Is that too much?
Some of your pictures seem provocative. I see you scantily clad in some. And
oh
some...
God.
Do you, I guess you show nudity...
Well, not on Twitter.
Okay.
I save it for my OnlyFans.
Okay.
Yeah,
so let me
that?
Ask you this. By doing pictures like this, do you think people will mistake you for someone that does this for a living?
What do you mean?
Well, like, because you have sexy photos. What if someone mistakes you and thinks, like, you're a cam girl or something?
I am a cam girl.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Tell them the website.
Oh, my God. My God.
Oh. Oh, that's a great shot. What is the website?
That was great. That was your...
OnlyFans.com/Sarah Russi. And I'm on MyFreeCams at Sarah Russi.
Now, what is MyFreeCams? That sounds like a bit of a scam. I know it's not. But it's like they go there for free and you tease
Why
them.
Why does that sound like a bit of a scam?
Because it's free, but you don't get to see anything, right? Because it's
they can watch for free, but if they want me to do something or request something, they have to pay me tokens.
So you're naked on my free cams, but to interact with you, you have to go to my cam. What is the site again?
My free cams.
No, but I'm saying I go to my free cams. I do. I go to my free cams. I see you, right? And I'm like, oh, this is great. And I see you naked. I'm like, I want to have a conversation with you. Then I have to go to what site?
Well, you can PM me on my free cams, but I asked
for
tokens.
I can pee on you on your free cams?
PM.
Oh, I thought you said pee on me. What did she say?
You can't pee on someone if they're not in the room. If she's on the camera,
I can urinate all over. I have a splash guard on my laptop. I probably could.
Why?
And because it's an $8 laptop. So I PM you, private message you.
Yeah, but I asked for tokens for that.
Wait, I want to pee in you.
No.
Oh, PM.
So basically, just go to my free cams, and then they just click on whatever links and go
All
from
right.
there.
All right, Gino, I've got. We're gonna bring it up for you. Give me one second.
Take a
if
peek
I can.
At it.
I got Ori here. Hang on, Sarah. You gotta meet
Ori.
Ori's
some
for
guy.
A
he's
sec.
Going through a lot of stuff. Are you cold?
Yeah,
A little.
Yeah.
It's, Gino, give her your blazer.
Do you want my blazer?
No, no, I'm fine.
Did you see that?
It looks better on you.
Well, let's do it again.
Hey,
you
Gino,
want my blazer?
Pay her 20 bucks to take a picture of
Holy
your blazer.
Holy fuck, it smells like old man and sadness.
Got Ori here for one sec.
It's terrifying. This is Ori O'Connor.
Hello, Gino. This is
By the way, right here
is how the cookie crumbles.
This is Sarah, actual size.
Hi,
actual
Sarah.
Size, right there. Hey, you're right there. Hi, hey, baby. You don't see you.
Turns out that cover band does not pay the bills fully. It's more of a hobby. That being said, I've started a new website.
Right.
Called My Free Hams.
What is it?
My Free Hams.
Why would we want My Free Hams?
Well, it's like what she said, but with hams.
My PMs, My Free Hams.
That's right.
You're really having a rough week, Ori. Come home. Just come home.
Delicious.
You send in some money, and you get to take pictures with hams.
So if I go to your website, let's say I'm torn between going to the
I'll
lovely
be right
Sarah.
Out, guys. I'm trying. I got to pitch the hams.
Would you
we got an encore.
Would you pay $117 for a ham?
No, I don't even like ham.
You don't look like you like... What do you weigh,
Gino? I gotta go. The band's calling
80,
me.
80, 90 pounds. God bless you.
If we do well, this church kid, we may get paid work.
I used to weigh 90 pounds in high school. Literally.
Really?
Yeah, I got all the way down to 90 pounds.
Why would you want to get down to 90 pounds?
I wanted to be skinny.
Hold on one thing. You are skinny. I'm sorry, Ori. What did you say? Ori? He's gone. So you live in Pittsburgh. Then how long have you been in New York then?
About 2 months now.
And you like it here?
Yeah, I love it.
Then why don't you Airbnb your place or just get rid of it? I'm guessing you're renting. You don't look like you're pretty good. You're very good with commitment. And move in with this Taylor Ham guy. Ham? Oh, no. What's his name?
Mason Reese.
But didn't he do some kind of deviled ham ad in the 70s?
Underwood deviled ham.
Really? And is he just sitting on all that money? Does he have a nice place?
He has a nice place. He lives right in Upper West Side.
Really? Mm-hmm. You know, I live on the Upper East Side.
Gino does live on the Upper East Side.
104th and 1st. You should come by sometime.
So Sarah has a boyfriend, which is awesome. It's so cool to stay grounded in this business when you work in hams and stuff.
She doesn't work in hams. She works in cams. Cams with a C.
Oh.
They'll fix it.
I have some video of you vaping. Can I show that to our fans that may want to check it out?
You have a video of me vaping?
Yeah.
Oh, did I post a
No.
Okay.
I didn't know,
but okay. Yeah,
night.
Show it.
It's not vaping.
Oh, that's from many vids, but that's not vaping.
Oh, here's you. I think you're trying to get comfortable on the couch, and you can't. I guess you can't. I don't know.
Why did you...
It's a teasing video. I give that out for free.
Yeah, that's on my free
camp. Now, what are you thinking while
you're
doing
this? No, that's many vids.
How many... So you're on a shit ton of sites?
Yeah.
But the main thing they go to is your Twitter, at Sarah Russi, S-A-R-A-H-R-U-S-S-I. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Yes.
That's S-P-E-L-L-I-N-G. Am I right? E-A-T-I-N-G-D-I-S-O-R-D-E-R. No one can spell eating disorder. It's a joke. Okay, thanks for getting that. What? Hold on. Excuse me 1 minute. What are you doing in there, guys?
What?
Okay. Nothing. Guys? All right. So we're fine. So you do the cam thing, which is great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you don't do the movies.
No, I don't do movies.
Okay.
But... Maybe someday.
Hang on, but you rubbed yourself. Is everything okay? Were you itchy or? No, oh, no. This is sexy. I get it. Sorry.
What do you mean maybe? Like
I saw
like
Sarah.
To?
You followed
I
me
do
on
girl
Twitter.
Girl stuff.
And I was afraid to follow you back because I was like, you're super attractive, and I like sometimes girls will go on my Twitter and follow me, and I'm like, oh, they're gonna try and do sex on me.
It happens.
And so I got worried. So I didn't follow you back, but now I'll follow you back because I didn't know you're such a nice person.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I'll follow you back, too.
I think you already follow me.
Oh, I do?
Yeah. Well, she'll unfollow you and follow you back.
Oh, that's awesome.
There's nothing like the rush of having a hot chick follow you back.
You ever do a ring girl thing? You ever, like, hold up
I did. Are you familiar with Damon Feldman's celebrity boxing events?
David Feldman?
Damon Feldman.
I saw that on your IMDb. Now, I'm doing, well, it's not celebrity, but I'm doing a boxing match on Monday against a fellow host from this network. And we're going to have big inflated gloves and stuff. Now, are you, any tips or advice for me while you're doing that? Because you've obviously been around that. You were a ring girl or an announcer on that stuff?
I was a ring girl. And then he was going to set me up with Angelina from Jersey Shore.
Which one's Angelina from Jersey Shore? The slob, the one that wasn't the other two. The one that wasn't.
Dirty little hamster girl.
What's that?
They call her the dirty little hamster.
Was she the one that was on at first and then vanished and then came back later?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm embarrassed that I know that, but I do. And how did that didn't happen, didn't materialize?
She didn't show up, but I was supposed to fight her, but it's probably a good thing that she didn't show up.
So did you, this is what I need to know, so you were supposed to fight her. Did you train for it?
Once.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I was told it wasn't going to be real.
Right. So you didn't get, did you stay and watch any of the fights, or wasn't it all done at once and it was a separate taping?
So I actually, he got me a hotel in Philly.
Sure he did.
Yeah.
In a room where no one can hear you scream. Am I right? Oh, it smells like
Gino's old jokes about kidnapping and death.
It smells like chamomile and chloroform. So go on. So you get the room.
And I show up for the event, and he tells me that she's not coming. It was just terrible. Like, I went all the way to Philly for that.
Well, she's not here, but we have the room for the night. It's called Suite de la Soundproof. So what did you end up doing then?
I stayed for the show, and I hung out with a friend of mine.
So did you watch the boxing?
I did.
Now, okay, and how, what did you garner from that? What did you learn? What advice can you give me? Because I've never actually sat and watched a celebrity boxing match. So when I go out this Monday and everyone's saying I'm going to lose because I didn't send a video of me lifting 10-pound weights like a friggin' queer, what should I do in the celebrity boxing match?
Run away?
That is actually my plan. It's 3 1-minute rounds.
Wait, who are you going up against?
Brian McCarthy. You ever heard of him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who set it up? Was it Damon?
No. This is all set like up with the network.
That was set up by A. Ron King, the utmost in promoters, and make sure you are not demoted. That is correct. On Monday. Boozy boxing. Gino Busted Liver Biscante versus Brian Blind as a Bat McCarthy.
The guy got angry because I...
Ding.
Show the clip of him losing his marbles, Garrett. I sat in on that couch during his show.
I've got Brian McCarthy. The lighting's poor. Hang on.
And he just kind of lost his mind and started yelling. And I don't know if you could tell, I kind of didn't give a fuck. So when he said shut up, I just kept saying no.
Shut the fuck up!
Here, watch. This is an actual... That's the only footage you have. Watch.
Fuck up!
Look how red his face is.
Shut the fuck up!
And then it turns green.
I've got footage of Brian training right here.
That's Damon Feldman. That's
there you go. Well done.
Brian. Ding, ding.
Oh, there I am. That's me with blonde hair.
Yeah, blonde hair?
Yeah.
Are you in town Monday?
Yeah.
Okay, you could be.
She wanted to say no.
I might be doing a photo shoot on Mondays.
You know what you could do? You know what would be better than this? Anything else. But if you wanted to be a ring girl, you're. What time are we? So are we definitely doing it after Cumia?
It'll be at the end of Anthony's show. We have to run it by him.
Yeah, it's
first.
Late. So it'd be like 6:30. We'll let you know because it's all very fluid. Bet you hear that a lot.
It's gonna happen.
You get that in PMs. Hey, sorry, I lost you there for 5 minutes. It's a lot of fluid. It's a semen joke. What?
Yeah, Monday.
So Monday, but it's fluid. We don't know. We just know that we're going to get giant inflatable gloves. And the guy, I don't know if you could tell. Is he blind? He's half blind?
There are some pictures of Sarah just wearing underwear. So I wonder if she was in a rush and had to just take pictures before she could get dressed. Like, I can't. Why those?
Let's see.
What do you mean?
Well, you have just like lingerie in some of these. Why is that?
Is that bad? Should I be wearing a sweater?
Well, it just seemed like, where were you going dressed like that?
Run with it. There you go.
I was going to a restaurant. I was going out on a date.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, one of those like nude restaurants in France. That's awesome. What's your favorite body part on your body?
My vagina.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm talking to a preschool child. I do pee out of my pagina. Describe your vagina to people that are blind. Is it an innie or an outie?
I would say in between.
Sloppy.
I'd like to put something in between. That's a creepy dick joke. Sorry, go on.
Piercings?
No piercings.
Thank God.
Yeah. I'm tattoos? Glad.
Any brandings from previous owners?
What?
Brandings?
Okay.
What?
Oh, I have a photo of you doing radio, clearly better than you did here.
doing a great job. He's very uptight. Everything.
I'm joking. We love you. So what is that? So, okay, so you're doing UFC fighting against this guy.
You're on a guy's head?
Yeah, it was hard to balance. I put a lot of work into that.
That's at Sirius. And what show was that?
That was DJ Who Kid's show.
DJ Who Kid.
DJ Who Kid.
Now I'm guessing that's a colored fella.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Did you have underpants on?
No, we took them off. Those are my underwear around his neck.
Next question. How do I do that?
How much money you have?
Yeah.
As much as you need. I'm rich.
Now, is that from her Twitter page? Because I believe he's a very wealthy man. I believe.
Who is? Did that guy pay you to sit on his face?
Maybe.
There you go. Well, I believe we have a picture of the entire cast on that same Twitter page. Am I correct? Let's take a look. There you go. That doesn't look like evidence later. This was the last picture we had of her.
Was that the Asian? Why does he have a mask? Did he put a mask on when you put the vagina on
his
face?
Yeah, why is he wearing a mask?
Maybe they're sick.
Oh.
They got the flu or something.
You don't think it's kind of a stereotype that the Asian guy is wearing like a surgical mask?
Why is that stereotypical?
A lot of Asian people.
How long have you been in New York?
Masks.
Right on the subway, 3 minutes.
It's pretty common. Which guy's face did you sit on?
I think the guy with his hair pulled back.
Oh. Your vagina doesn't have a photographic memory?
No.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame. We could have gotten to the bottom of
it. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's wonderful stuff.
Now, what's your type? I know you have a boyfriend and stuff, but aside from that, what type of guys do you like?
Old.
How old?
50? About 50?
Yeah, 50s, 60s.
Oh, my God. Stick around.
And that's pretty much it.
I'm too young for you.
That's awesome.
Just old.
Why do you like them older? Is it a daddy thing?
Sexy.
What's that?
Yeah, I have daddy issues.
Well, thank God for those, or Jesus Christ. I'd fucking have to get married to something. Well, that's fine. You seem very, very confident who you are. That's great. So do you find what you do? And this is serious, even though we joke around. Like, people are like, I love when we have women on like you that you're empowered by what you do. You know, in this generation where everyone's like, we're exploited. Oh, me too. You seem like a woman who's very empowered by your sexuality and what you do with it, correct?
I like to call myself a hoe, but I use it
Why?
As... No, it's not derogatory, though.
No, go on. You're right.
It's like when black people say the N-word.
Yeah.
I'm calling myself a hoe, so right. It's okay.
And you're owning who you are, and you're in control of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now, do you like...
A black man once said the N-word to me, so I moved because I didn't want to be his neighbor.
Yeah. A black guy once said the N-word to me, said, did you just call me a... Never mind. All right, so nothing? See, it's because I... All right, perfect. Well, that's fantastic. So where do you go from here? You're doing the cam stuff, and I know you go to Chicago to do Exotica April 5th through 7th. That's a
Exotica plus. Is great, by the way. Only the best of the best get to
you,
go to Exotica.
You worked in Exotica once, right?
No, I did a comedy show in Columbus, Ohio during an Exotica with Aaliyah Janine.
That's what it was. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Do you like comedy?
I do.
You do?
I like funny guys.
Well, we're out for that.
I'm funny and I'm 92.
Aaron Berger.
Sarah, would you like to come over and help me do my game of cribbage?
Cribbage, really?
Yes.
Cribbage is actually...
I'd like to take you to the shuffleboard court and show you around and pretend you're my grandniece.
Cribbage is actually a young game.
This is my grandniece, Sarah. She flew in from Montreal. We're going to go down to the Cheesecake Factory and after that probably do some anal.
Anal. Anal. You like anal? Can I ask you that?
I've done it a few times.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the anal. I know you.
Gino
like
doesn't
it.
Enjoy it.
It's like when I was a younger man, like, and if I was dating a hot chick like you and she liked it, I'm like, I'm all about it, you know? But now it's like, it's too much work. Too much work for me. It's like,
let me ask you this,
I'm boring
Sarah.
Old missionary. Right in, done, Yahtzee.
But your bum is small. That would mean your bum hole's smaller. And then if someone were to put a big wang in there, wouldn't it make you hurty hurt?
Why are you Bill Cosby at the end of that question? All right, back to you.
Hang
wouldn't
on.
It?
I've been on Tinder. I think we found a date for Sarah.
There we go.
Bear with me
is
one
that
moment.
You, and that's your... There you go. Oh, you like that? Carl
Moxie.
Yeah, there you go.
My ears are droopier than my nuts.
My pussy's wet.
You see all these lines in my face? I'd like to cover them with the puss juice. I fought the goddamn slopes.
Not now, Grandpa.
Welcome to Walmart.
Oldest guy you ever fucked.
Maybe like 56? I don't even know.
Really?
Well, made out with 60, I think.
Really?
Hot.
My God, I fucking love
hot.
You. Why'd you make out with a 60-year-old? Like, was it an Exotica thing? Or just because he was sexy to you?
He was a sugar daddy.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, don't mention that around me, my diabetes.
You ever think of doing that? Which you kind of do, but we have, like, there are women in the comedy industry that are sex workers.
Mm-hmm.
And they do stand up. They have sugar daddies. They like set up appointments and stuff. Do you do that? Have you ever thought of doing that?
Well, now that I'm in a relationship, I don't do it.
Oh yeah, you can't.
No, I've been a good girl. So. Right. Before that, though, I've had sugar daddies. I love having sugar daddies.
Like, again, very empowering, fun. You know, and you're very open about it. Like, I think that's great. I think there's a lot of people that in this day and age, and I'm curious what you think, they're like, oh, you're this shaming, you're that shaming. And lately, we even had a guy yesterday to talk about gender issues. Oh, what dead weight he fucking was. But I think lately men get a lot of shit like, oh, you're so demeaning to women. But I think there's women like you that empower everything you're doing and be like, what? I know what I'm doing. Am I wrong?
You're right.
Thank you. Let me ask another 20-minute question and you nod, okay?
Yes, I'll have sex.
No one asked you that. Are you still there, dude?
I'm still here. I can't go out to the pool. They're shocking it with chlorine.
Chlorine?
Sarah, I'm 83 years old. My dear Wendy passed away. But that being said, I have $1.4 million in the bank, and I would like to trust it to you if you would do farting in my mouth.
You ever do that? What's the weirdest request you ever got when you were doing sugar daddies? Doing with sugar daddies? God, I'm mailing in the last 5 minutes.
I haven't really gotten a lot of weird requests with sugar daddies, but I've gotten a lot of weird requests with camming.
Really?
And
such
the
as
phone sex stuff. This one guy started talking about choking me and killing me.
Gino, they have proof.
So wait, he's saying what are you doing when he's DMing you? You're on
this
video.
This is over the phone.
So he's talking to you on the phone. It's just a phone sex thing. There's no video component.
Right. There's no video. And he just started talking about me being underage. And
how old were you at that time?
Well, I wasn't underage.
But the fantasy. All right, go on.
Let me ask you this. 13. Did you sue Michael Jackson?
And I didn't know if I should hang up at that point. And then he started talking about choking me. And he's like, you're on the floor now. Like, oh, my God. I'm, like, going all the way. And, like, basically talking about killing me. So it was kind of weird.
Did he finish?
Yeah, he finished at that moment.
That's kind of odd. What's the craziest one request you ever had while you were on a camera? I almost said date. While you're doing a cam with a client, what was the craziest request you ever got there?
Well, this one guy wanted me to choke myself with a sock. And then there was another guy who was telling me that he
did
wanted
you choke
to
yourself
with
the sock?
Me. Yeah, I did.
Like, that's a long sock.
No, it was like a knee-high sock.
Oh, that's hot. Okay, yeah. Look at Bert's face.
It's not for me. I like my woman like my Emancipation Proclamation.
I don't even know what that is.
Old.
So, okay, what was the other request you were saying?
There was a guy saying he wanted to take me to a private chat, and he was telling me that his niece was watching and that she was copying what I was doing.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
So fucked up, right?
That's beyond fucked up. So he was saying she was with him?
Yeah.
Copying what you were doing?
Right. But I didn't end up taking his private. I have morals, you
sounds
know?
Sounds like his niece took his private. That sounds kind of creepy. Like, have you ever been in a situation where, like, this, you know, guy should be...
Guys, Garrett's hard.
What's that?
Garrett's hard.
Yeah, as he should be. Have you ever been in a situation like, maybe I should call the police
on
this guy?
His
penis. How would I call the police? I don't know their name. I don't know where they live.
I guess
Gino,
right.
You know what they would say if she went to the police?
What?
While you're here reporting
this, you're gonna do this,
12 actual nieces got fucked.
You're just being hurtful and hilarious.
That's your logic with the police all the time.
I you cannot convince me otherwise.
All right. Well, I'm a huge fan of Sarah. Sarah, I'm going to check
Thank
out your
you.
cams. until my wife finds out how to use my computer again. And it'll be great. So I'm excited you're going to Exotica. I hope that you have a great time there. Much love to you and your lovely boyfriend, and I hope that you guys take it to the next level.
And I'm pretty sure that's opening weekend for the Cubs, which means it could be like a fun little weekend for you. Like, people really come out for
that.
The
Cubs are a baseball team. It's grown up, man.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for explaining that. Because she's looking at me like, I thought she looked at me weird when I offered her my jacket.
What's your favorite movie, Frozen or Moana?
I have yet to see Moana.
Sarah, Frozen or Moana?
What is that?
Disney.
Oh, I know Frozen. I don't know the other one.
Moana?
Oh, yeah, what is that?
It's a Disney movie, Frozen, but imagine like with Hawaiian people or something, correct? Correct? All right, so let's get the fuck out of here. You will be at Exotica April.
We can't get out of here yet.
Why?
Ori wants to call him once more.
Oh, Ori's going to call
him. Yeah, hang on.
Okay.
Ori O'Connor.
Okay.
You know him?
No.
Car dealer, pharmacist, he owned a pet kennel, he was a microbrewer. Never heard of him? He's in a cover band called Oreo Speedwagon.
Skyping you through to Ori.
Don't look at Lady. She can't help you now. You're in my world.
Ori Watch coming up, and then we're out of here.
Lady's like, I told you they were harmless.
Catching that 10:45 back.
Just stupid.
I'm Ori O'Connor. I'm living my dream, and this is how the cookie crumbles.
Welcome back, Ori.
Singing by night, selling cars by day, and I forget what the other thing was that I added. Oh, yeah, my ham website. All right, this is an original I wrote for you guys.
Oh, he's going to sing Frozen.
I'm going to sing into the weekend.
You don't know the words to this, I guarantee you.
Tonight, not a footprint to be seen.
No.
A kingdom of isolation. And it looks like I'm a queen.
The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside.
Big weekend plans?
Couldn't keep it in.
Heaven
fucking knows I tried.
How was the day to you, Kate?
I don't do everything.
Look like Demi.
Don't
let them see.
Be the good boy
you always have.
Do you even have any fucking idea the words that song?
Don't feel, don't let them know.
Well, now they know.
Now they fucking know.
Okay, he's just kind of riffing.
Let it go.
It's like driving an Uber. You just pick your own hour.
I can't hold back anymore. Let it go, let it go.
Maybe
turn away and slam the door. My forehead's black and my mouth and neck are wide. I don't care what they say.
Terrified.
No, you guys
the cold never bothered Ori anyway.
Not the words, Ori. Ori, here's what you do this weekend. If you're not going to come home, go to a karaoke night and just practice.
Monday is our 250th episode. Tonight, I will be at the Stress Factory in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Tomorrow night and Saturday, I'll be all around New York City. Sunday, I'll be home watching the Mets. And if you want to come over and beat my dick in a Porsche, you're welcome to.
I will be at the Knights of Columbus in Bayonne on Saturday. It's right around the corner if you live around here. Come out. It's a great show with my buddy Jeff Parami. Hilarious. I cannot thank you enough. Sarah Rossi, piacere molte, cara mia. Go to her webcam, onlyfans.com/Sarah Rossi. That's W-H-O-R-E. That's a joke. S-A-R-A-H-R-U-S-S-I. No, no, you're not. That's morning is next. Have a great week, everyone. Ori, legit news guy, come home.
The cold never bothered me anyway.